must use your hands to feel your way around. It seems to consist of an endless series of narrow hallways made up of a cold, smooth surface, possibly concrete. As well as the complete darkness, it is absolutely silent. After several minutes here, wanderers begin to feel paranoia, dread, and anxiety, especially those who are traveling alone. Some have reported auditory hallucinations, such as scuttling sounds, heavy breathing, or whispering. Those who have spent extended time in level 6 recall feeling as though they were the only ones unable to see. This is regarded as one of the most dangerous early levels in the back rooms. However, as far as we know, there are no entities that have been found here. The reason it is considered dangerous is because due to the extreme paranoia, hallucinations, and lack of sight, this may cause wanderers to attack each other, not knowing the other is in fact human. A note that was found outside the entrance of level 6 illustrates the dangers of this level. This is what it said. A couple of days ago, I saw someone rush out of the entrance to level 6. Well, rush is a strong word. He limped. His left eye was missing. He was clutching his chest, and one of his legs was clearly broken horribly and trailing blood. He looked like he shouldn't have been alive, and from what he was saying, he didn't think so either. He said he'd been attacked. That much was obvious, but the nature of what attacked him was particularly unnerving to me. Whatever it was, it screamed at him to get away from it before pinning him to the ground and clawing at him. He said it felt like human fingers. He said it sounded like a human voice. I don't know where he is now. Some MEG members took him away to treat his wounds. Maybe he lived, maybe he didn't. But seeing that guy come out of that level in that shape, I still think about it. There aren't supposed to be any entities, right? So picture this. You're in a dark room. You can't see. There's no noise. Then, by hour 5, what would you do if something bumped into you? Even if it was a person, you wouldn't know that, would you? You wouldn't stop to consider what it might be. All rationality is gone at this point. You just need to survive. And maybe you'd walk away from it not knowing what horrible things you'd done in that darkness. Level 6 isn't dangerous because there's something there. It's dangerous because there's nothing there. Communities and bases on this level include the world's quietest room. Only rumored to exist, it is supposedly an unspecified hallway in level 6. That is occupied by a single person who claims to have discovered a light switch. Any attempts to talk to this person have been unsuccessful, as they continuously beg any passerby to flip a switch. For any wanderers who discovers this place, if it exists, you're advised not to flip the light switch. Mimicry. Mimicry is a community of about 4 people who claim to have adapted to the darkness of level 6. Each of these unknown individuals has proven to somehow be able to mimic any sound they hear perfectly, including voices. They are to be avoided as much as possible, as they have become aware of the threat they pose. Entrances and exits. You can access level 6 through the boiler room in level 5. No other entrances have yet been discovered. Explorers are advised to use the boiler room to make frequent returns to avoid the effects of staying too long in level 6. If you go 7, and even entrance back to level 5. Level 7 is called Thalassophobia. The meaning of Thalassophobia is the persistent and intense fear of deep bodies of water, such as the oceans or lakes. As the name suggests, level 7 is a vast ocean that seems to go on infinitely in all directions. There is no fixed lighting, only a dim natural light is present. The survival difficulty is classed as a level 4. It is unsafe, unsecure, with a medium entity count. Exploring this ocean is very dangerous and requires a lot of preparation. Because of this, not much is known about level 7. It is understood to be composed of two rooms, the entrance room and the room containing the ocean itself, with a high concrete ceiling suspended above the water. The entrance room seems to be the most easily accessible entry point into level 7. It is found directly at the bottom of the stairs from level 6. This is the only known entrance to level 7, although there are rumors of a possible entrance through a puddle on the floor of level 8. This entrance room is the most habitable area of the level and should be used as a base for those daring to explore the ocean. The entrance room is fully furnished with a bookcase against the left wall containing several books of unknown origin. There is a small coffee table, a single chair, and a fluorescent ceiling lamp. The carpeted floor is covered with a shallow layer of water, no deeper than a puddle. Across the room, from the staircase which leads to level 6, is the doorway to the ocean. Any explorers of level 7 should be aware that the center of gravity within the entrance room is different to that of the rest of the level. The entrance room appears to be built sideways into the concrete ceiling, with the door opening up directly above the water from a top-down perspective. Anything directly in front of the open doorway will have its gravity forcibly adjusted to that of the ocean, which has led several unprepared wanderers to fall through the doorway into the water below. The majority of level 7 is composed of the ocean. The door to the entrance room is located on a fixed spot on the concrete ceiling, roughly 4.5 meters above the surface of the water. The water surrounding the entrance is barren. Although wanderers traveling far enough across the surface have discovered islands made of an unknown rock substance, which are mostly uninhabited. It is thought that the entire level is almost completely devoid of life. The water is cold, but it is not lethal, except in cases of long-term exposure. The air above the surface contains an unknown substance that allows those who breathe it to hold their breath for considerable amounts of time. These two factors make the conditions somewhat manageable even without diving gear. There are a few known explored areas beneath the ocean that have been categorized by the varying amounts of light. First, there is the daylight zone. The daylight zone is the most well-illuminated part of the ocean in level 7, consisting of the area just under the water surface. Little else can be said about this zone, as it is the most empty area of the ocean. The twilight zone. The twilight zone is located just below the daylight zone, roughly 1 kilometer below the surface. The twilight zone is significantly darker and colder. This zone of rusted metal, as well as the first sightings of skeletal remains. These skeletons are often humanoid, with noticeable differences, including much larger jaws, containing long, sharp teeth, and legs ending in what seems to be flippers. Several skeletons of large, fish-like creatures have also been spotted, many of which are covered in bite and scratch marks. The water pressure is said to be quite strong by this point, but it appears that throughout the ocean, the pressure is never great enough to crush the human skeleton. Explorers who have traveled this far down are advised to leave as quickly as possible. The Midnight Zone. The Midnight Zone is estimated at around 3 kilometers below the Twilight Zone. The Midnight Zone is completely dark. Many more skeletons have been found within this area of the ocean. There have been reports of massive fish-like skeletons in this zone, but these creatures have been described by witnesses as incomprehensible. The abyss. Any depth below 7 kilometers from the surface is considered to be too dangerous to explore. The abyss is scattered with mountainous piles of tar and rock. There is a steady bubbling coming from an unknown source below. This zone is also densely populated by the same humanoid-looking skeletons, most of which have been eroded by the intense pressure. Little else is known about these depths of the waters. Rumors say there is a cave entrance in one of the underwater mountains, which will lead to level 8. The depth of level 7 is unknown and cannot be measured. Fragments of synthetic fibers found in the deeper zones suggest the ocean floor is carpeted. Entities. For many years, level 7 was believed to have only one entity, the thing on level 7. But another entity has since been discovered. The thing on level 7 has only been seen by a few travelers. It appears to be the only one of its kind, and is quite intelligent. It is a massive, black, scaly, fish-like creature with a large mouth. It reportedly hunts from movement, therefore staying still until it has passed you may be the best survival strategy. If you have been spotted, it will then start to circle victims, similar to that of a shark. The second entity goes by the name Tiny. Tiny is a humanoid entity standing at around 2.5 meters tall. This entity can reach swimming speeds of up to 80 miles per hour. Tiny is always seen wearing the skin of what appears to be another fish-like entity. Despite his appearance, Tiny is hostile. Conversations with Tiny should be carried out from the safety of Level 7's entrance room, if at all, since he cannot walk on land. Any attempts to physically interact with him have ended in assassination, biting his spear or claws. He is intelligent and capable of telepathic speech. His demeanor has been observed to be dismissive, competent, and malicious. He has no empathy and will not listen to reason. Much of his body is coated in a thick layer of tar, which he can expel off his body at will to disorientate or slow his victims. His face is largely obscured by a tar shell mask that leaves only his eyes exposed. Witnesses have reported that Tiny's eyes glow brighter at lower light levels. The mask that covers his face opens to reveal a large, toothy mouth, his most fatal form of attack. If you are exploring level 7, be aware that Tiny is able to detect impact into the water surface from up to 30 kilometers The same is going to reduce chances of meeting him is to bring an object that can make prolonged loud noises underwater or by exploring in short trips only. No known methods of attack have been able to cause Tiny any physical harm. The power and aggressiveness of these two entities have left the entire rest of the ocean completely uninhabited, making them the primary sources of danger within the level. Both entities appear to be equally matched by one another in terms of speed and strength. They are to be avoided at all costs. Tiny has been shown to limit himself to the daylight and twilight zones, whereas the thing resides in the deepest zones. It is unknown how or why, but they appear to have an agreement preventing one another from hunting outside their designated territories. Bases and communities. Fort Surrender is an outpost found on the closest island, consisting of a randomly constructed shelter made of broken furniture and tar. The inhabitants are estimated at under 10 people, and they have devoted themselves to worshipping the thing on level 7. These inhabitants are hostile and should be avoided. Exits. The most well-known exit of level 7 is in an underwater cave on the side of a tall mountain towards the bottom of the Midnight Zone. You can find this mountain almost directly below the entrance room. Entering the cave will lead to level 8. Though it's highly discouraged, another method of diving into the abyss and going unconscious will bring you to level 83. A new exit has been discovered about 150 meters west of the entrance room, which leads to level 9. This exit is around 150 meters below the surface and is marked by a collection of massive underwater pipes and stone pillars in a circular formation. In the center of this formation is a wooden door built into the floor of a circular stone platform. Due to the high number of skeletons there, it is presumed that this is where Tiny caught many unfortunate wanderers, so you should approach with caution. There are theories which suggest that level 7 may be connected in some way to other ocean levels, as several people have claimed to have traveled by boat to level 880 by sailing far to the west of the entrance room. If this is true, then it's possibly a safer way to exit this level. Level 8, also known as Cave Systems. Level 8 is an infinite cave system with twisting and turning passages, as well as massive caverns. It's very damp, caused by almond water flowing from the walls and ceiling. Stalactites and stalagmites are very common. Sounds will echo throughout the level, so it is easy to listen out for potential danger, but also attract it if you're not careful. There seems to be no natural light, but unknown light sources shine on the damp walls, making the level slightly glow in select areas. Vegetation, although extremely rare, does exist here, in the form of dried vines and small shrubs. Many types of ore minerals can be found, such as iron, copper, and gold. Large pools of almond water can be seen around the level, but is not safe for consumption due to the large amounts of minerals. Some pools that are found are made of a viscous, tar-like substance, the same substance seen in level 2 and level 7. Entering this liquid will result in hands covered in tar reaching out to grab the wanderer, dragging them down into the pool. Another variant of 24/7 is one of the main ways. Other possible entrances include walking through a dark hallway in level 103, wandering through the deep concrete caves of level 2.1, jumping through the well in level 135, small tunnels in level minus 4.1, crawling through the tubes of level 283 will lead to a point where the multicolored playground tubes transition into level 8's jagged rocky cave walls. Entities. Numerous dangerous entities reside in level 8, causing this level to have a survival difficulty of class 5. It's unsecure, unsafe, with an entity infestation. Those entities include smilers, skin stealers, wretches, male and female death moths, hostile facelings, hounds, death rats, clumps, watchers, and wranglers. We talked about all of these in part 1 and 2. It was discovered that the crawlers found in level 2 travel to level 8 via the vents, meaning that these two levels are connected. Be aware of wranglers. If any rumblings are heard or felt, evacuate the area immediately. So let's talk about some new entities found in level 8. Camo crawlers. These creatures are humanoid entities with four arms and a greyish brown skin when in a normal state. They have massive blind white eyes, instead using their hearing to find and attack wanderers. They have pincers on their mouths, similar to an insect's. Their ability allows them to change their skin to blend into their surroundings, staying perfectly still. They are intelligent and usually hunt in packs. To avoid this entity, it's best to make as little noise as possible. Although they are rare, you should stay alert for strange features on the walls, ceilings, or floors where they may be hiding. If you spot one, walk away as quietly as you can. If they've heard you, throwing an object may buy enough time to escape. Transporters, also known as grabbers, are tall, dark, floating figures without legs. They become more common as you go farther into the back rooms. The entity seems to emit a strange void that surrounds it. It will usually be floating in the same spot for days, weeks, or even longer. They appear once you reach a T-junction in a hallway. Two of the three ways will continue as normal, but entering the third way will lead to a transporter at the end of the hallway. If you turn around, you will find the passage into the hallway is gone, replaced by a wall. The transporter will walk towards the wanderer and grab their shoulders. It seems that what happens next is random. Either you die, or, according to many survivors, you're thrown through a void and will land in a different level. It's unknown whether you could be transported anywhere else by these entities. Should a transporter be spotted, try to go the opposite way to where it's facing, although this may not be possible. Paralyze. Paralyze are a very small, snake-like parasite, similar to a garter snake. You cannot hear them as they are extremely stealthy. This entity has strong psychic powers that will manipulate your mind, causing you to lie, and it lures the victim into a trap. When the entity spots a wanderer, it will quietly slither towards them. It proceeds to crawl into their ear and make its way to the brain. The victim won't feel anything. few weeks. In the second stage, the entity will detach from your brain, travel around your body and under your skin. Using its abilities, it will go through every functional part of your body and will take control of it. The third and final stage is where the victim can no longer control their own body. The entity will live in the body until it is deceased, and then we use it to lay its eggs in and create new paralyses. To prevent becoming infested, you should keep watch of your fellow wanderers and cover your ears. If in stage one of the control process, the wanderer may be saved by pouring almond water into their ear. Reviooks. Reviooks are characterized by their many legs and ability to burrow into the ground. These creatures should be considered very dangerous. Reviooks will burrow into the ground for several weeks at a time, waiting for wanderers or other entities to walk over them. The ground will eventually heal and look as it did before. After 5 to 10 seconds of standing on that ground, it will begin to break. The Reviooks will break out of the floor and grab its victim, pulling them back underneath. What happens at this point is unknown, although some skeletal remains have been found. It is assumed the wanderer will suffocate while underground, and the entity will discard their remains. The exact physical appearance of a Reviook is not clear, as they spend most of their existence underground. Witnesses reported them to have large muscular arms in the front of the body, and 3 small legs in the back, which they used to burrow quickly into the ground. The head has several black, beady eyes and a small, tube-like mouth. To avoid this entity, listen for vibrating sounds on the ground. That is likely to be where their trap is. You should also keep a weapon on hand, because it's possible to kill them if you're fast enough. The windows. Windows tend to appear in level 1 or 2, but can also appear in level 8's cave walls. The window has a figure inside. If it spots you, it will start by pointing at you. You'll hear voices whispering for you to enter the window. Once close enough, the entity inside will grab you and pull you in, even if the window seems to be closed. It is rumored that on the other side is just an empty void. These windows can come in many different shapes and sizes, and the same goes for the shadowy figure behind them, although they always look human. It is safest to avoid any and all windows, and do not trust anyone who is talking to you from behind one. The arachnids of level 8 also reside here. These entities are large, venomous spiders. Level 8 is completely infected with spider-like creatures, but not all are hostile right away. It would help to bring a flashlight and almond water with you. The flashlight will allow you to see any spiders that may be in your way, and move past without disturbing them. The almond water can be used to neutralize any poisonous bites you may receive. The arachnids of level 8, otherwise known as Entity 39, is a collective term for all level 8 spider-like creatures. These spiders are aggressive and poisonous and should be avoided. There are 3 known types of spiders on level 8, although there are likely to be more. The arachnids are the name given to normal-looking spiders of level 8. They range from 2 centimeters to 2 meters in length, and some are very poisonous. However, they are not outwardly hostile. If you leave them alone, you're likely to not be attacked by them. The queen spider. spiders. These spiders are unique in that they have impressive regenerative abilities, as their name may suggest. A gland found in its chest cavity heals the spider at an incredible rate, making them biologically immortal. Their queen has not yet been discovered. Entities known as the Frayed are theorized to have been created on level 8 by an unknown group. They appear to be humanoid and have the ability to float, leaving behind them a corrosive trail of inky fluid. Do not touch this substance, as it's known to cause major burns and possibly even turn you into a Frayed. They are believed to be harmless when unprovoked. However, interacting with one can be fatal. While they will not chase or follow wanderers, coming close enough will allow them to make contact and start the transformation process of turning you into one of them. The theory is that the first Frayeds were originally wanderers who fell into the tar pits of level 8. The incident of level 8. An event occurred that created big changes to level 8's structure and known safe routes. It was caused by a wrangler that died while no clipping throughout level 8. This wrangler is the largest ever recorded, being around 90 miles in length. This caused many routes to be blocked off by its massive body. Parts of caves collapsed and trapped wanderers inside. A team of MEG members attempted to rescue them. During the mission, a discovery was made. Many new cave systems were uncovered. These systems go miles deep underground, and it's unknown how many new anomalies and entities reside down there. Evidence shows that the Wrangler which caused the event originated from these deeper systems. Outposts and communities. Setting up an outpost or community within level 8 is not advised, however it has been done. There is one base run by the MEG named Cave Raiders. Its main goal is to remove hostile entities and map out safe routes for the wanderers. It currently has 54 members. There was another community known as the Town of Gravrakost, which no longer exists. It was reportedly made up of an unknown species of humanoid-looking entities who have since disappeared without a trace. This community was said to have over 70 members who lived in a remote area of level 8, which was not accessible to outsiders. Wanderers who encountered them reported that the leader of the town was welcoming to humans and would often fight off hostile entities who got too close to their town. There is evidence to suggest that they supplied other communities with unique materials found deep within level 8. These minerals appear to have been used to create makeshift weapons. It is unclear what happened to the entities or the town, and there have been no signs of life within its walls. Exits. To exit the level, find a rare group of small silvery passages to go to level 75. Vents can be found in some areas that can lead to level 2, but this is not advised due to the crawlers. Entering the distilled water pools has been rumored to drag you back to level 7. Entering the tar pits in level 8 can occasionally pull you into level 91, if you are lucky enough to survive. This is also not advised. No clipping through a corner of level 8 can bring you to level 93. No clipping through the ceiling has a small chance to up in level 9, or less commonly, level 69. That's all of it.